Welcome to the Law of Attraction in Action podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and thank you so much for joining me. I'm here to inspire you to live amazing lives through the Law of Attraction and help you see how powerful you really are. In this podcast, you'll hear interviews, and I will give you inspirational talks on my Monday session. So thank you so much for joining me, and happy manifesting! This show is sponsored by Victoria Johnson Coaching and Training Academy, home of Heal Your Life teacher and coach training in Canada. I took her training a year ago and was blown away by how truly transformative it was. Not only do you get the tools that Louise Hay taught herself, but you will become certified with Victoria in a program that is authorized by Hay House and was approved by Louise Hay herself. Also, check out Victoria's number one bestseller, Do That and Then Some, Transform Feelings of Less Than to More Than Enough, which is now available on Amazon. Visit thetraining.ca for more information. That's thetraining.ca. Thank you so much, and definitely check her out. Welcome to the Law of Attraction in Action. Thank you so much for joining me on my podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and today is our Monday solo session where I get to inspire you and teach you about how to use the Law of Attraction in your life and all the tips and tools that will help you in this journey and everything that you do. And so all of you who are listening, you're also able to see me on video, and it is on YouTube. So I will post that link on the show notes. So people who need a visual connect, you can go there. Otherwise, I am here in voice and excited to teach you about what we're going to talk about today. So today I want to talk about how to get into alignment. And so many of you who are listening probably know that word from Abraham Hicks. I know I'm a huge Abraham Hicks, and many of the people who listen to my show or are interviewed on my show know Abraham, just the best stuff ever. And if you're completely new to this work, I love teaching people about Abraham. So get on YouTube and go Abraham Hicks, best stuff ever, which I'm sure anyone who's listening can completely agree. But one thing that Abraham talks about is the most important thing that you can do, that you need to do every day, is get into alignment. And what alignment looks like is that place where you are completely dialed in, tapped in, turned on into this divine flow of energy that is available to us all the time. And so many of us have a hard time reaching this state of alignment. You know, I always equate it to the ego versus spirit. You know, we have this ego part of ourselves that is like, you know, taking, you know, the how and that got to figure it out and like that grind. And it's kind of like that more, that naysayer. And I don't want to say ego is like a totally bad thing, because I look at ego as just there to kind of help us navigate this human world. But the spiritual world is like easy and flow and love, and you know, everything just comes to you because you're non-resistance. And so when you get into alignment, you're connected with that divine energy, with that flow that is just perfect, and it's available to us all the time. But I know, like many of you, I, including myself, have a hard time sometimes getting into alignment. Like, I listen to Abraham, like, okay, my only job is to get into alignment. Like, I listen to it, I'm like, yes, okay, that's right. All right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get in alignment, and I'm going to feel good. And then like my ego takes over and I start ruminating on something, or, you know, get upset about something. And I'm like, oh, no, come back to alignment. And so what I thought I would do is give you some helpful tools and help you get into alignment quicker, and stuff that I've used for myself. I've used for my coaching clients. I use for my group that I've taught, and now you get to use it. So, and you know, some of the things you may be using already, and some may be like, oh, I never thought of that. But I want to share a little story with you about how this getting into alignment stuff can work no matter how bad of a state you're in. So several years ago, I was a hospice nurse working full-time in hospice. I was pretty new to my job, and it was really, really stressful. And I know a lot of people, when I tell them I'm hospice, like, that must be the hardest job ever, because they think about the emotional part. And it was, but really the hardest part was the technical part. You know, as a nurse, there's so much to know. And so I'm a new nurse in hospice, even though I've been experienced. I was just dying. I mean, I had like the worst day ever. I tell my coworkers, I'm like, I either want to cry or vomit. I don't know which. I mean, it was so bad. And it was also that day, that night, I knew I was teaching my meetup. And my class I was teaching was how to raise your vibration. And I'm thinking, how the heck am I going to raise my vibration when I'm a total wreck right now? And so what I ended up doing, and I also had a guy I was dating at the time who's also on the verge of breaking up with me. So I was like a double wreck. So I'm trying to get my work done frantically, trying not to cry, trying not to vomit, trying not to be sad about this guy who's going to break up with me. And I had to show up, and I had like 65 people RSVP'd in my group, and I had to go and teach. And so you can imagine how hard that was for me. So what I did was, so I'm sitting in my car, and the first thing I did is I thought, okay, I'm going to just ask God to take this from me, because this is too much. Like, just take it from me. This is, I can't deal with this. So, you know, just kind of breathe into that and just, okay, that feels a little lighter. But it was still like, I was a ball of energy, of like really negative energy, right? And so then I get home, like, okay, I'm gonna meditate. And so then I was meditating, and as I'm sitting there meditating, I really again wanted to get into alignment and get into that positive flow of energy, and that did help a little bit. So all these steps were helping, but I was still like, I don't know how I'm gonna teach this class. And then I got to my kitchen, and I just turned on some good music and started dancing and just moving my body. So, and that finally raised my vibration. So, and then when I got to the class, I was really honest with everyone, and I told them what a wreck I was. And I ended up having one of the best classes I've ever taught. It was so good. And even people after, like, how did you do that? Like, that was so amazing. But it shows you that no matter how bad things can be, we can turn it. And now Abraham Hicks talks a lot about, you know, you can't, if you're already in a negative vibration, it's really hard to turn it up. Like when you're in the middle of it, you know, that whole analogy with the car going down the hill in San Francisco, you're not going to stop it when it's midway because it's going to run you over. So, but there are ways to be, you know, even if you're going a little bit and that negative momentum, to help you stop. And so I'm going to teach you some of those tools, and in hopes that if you're having a bad day and you're like, oh, I'm going to do what Michelle says and get into alignment, and it works. And then when you're in alignment, then life flows. Like, that's where we need to go first, always. So anyway, so first thing I want to talk about for getting into alignment is meditation. And I know a lot of you are listening, probably already meditate. I know a meditation has completely changed my life. I'm a huge advocate. I try and tell people all the time, like, I know you may say meditation is not for me, but just give it a try. You know, it does not have to be perfect. I mean, I can do a whole podcast on meditation, so I'm not going to go into details on how to meditate. And by the way, if any of you have, you know, want more that I'm sharing, and you want to say, Michelle, can you do more? At the end of this episode, I'll give you details on how to get in touch with me. It's also in the show notes, but you can email me and say, Michelle, I'd love to hear more about this. And I'm really happy to share that. So just a side note. So meditation, and what it does is it makes you stop that noise. Now, you're not going to stop our thoughts, but what it does is you focus on your breath and you kind of calm, and you start to see those noisy thoughts as just that, just noisy thoughts. You're like, okay, then you can just start calming yourself and really getting to a place of like, okay, is this real or is this like exaggerative, you know? And so when you breathe and focus on the moment, focus on your breath, focus on even what Abraham Hicks talks about, listening to the air conditioning, just focus on that. What happens is you get out of those negative thoughts that tend to take over when we're not in alignment, we're in a negative state. So meditation is a huge one, even if it's just for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. I meditate for about 20 to 30 minutes in the morning, and that's it. And sometimes I can't even get that in. And then I'm like, okay, I at least need a couple minutes to breathe, and I'll do that. And that helps. So meditation is really, really big on my book. Another thing is self-love. And, you know, when we are hard on ourselves, when we have those negative thoughts, what it does is just perpetuates it. It perpetuates. It makes it get worse because then you start judging yourself and then you start this self-hate thing and then you're never getting out of it. So no matter how bad these thoughts are, what I tell people is you put your hand to your heart and you say, I love you. I love you. I love you. You just say it over and over and over again. You say it out loud. Or you can say it in your head. I've done this so many times, like, because you know what? We can only have one thought at a time. And if I'm going to have a thought, it's going to be about love. So if I sit there and focus and say, I love you, and when you put your hand to the heart, you know it's for you. So you say, I love you, it's for you. You can, you know, doing it in a mirror is even more powerful, but just no matter what situation, you're in the car, you're stressed out, maybe traffic's bugging you and you're getting really irritated, you just put your hand to your heart because you know you're getting irritated. And you say, it's okay. I love you. I love you. So that's a real big helper, is to raise your, get into alignment, because alignment's love. Pure spiritual energy is love. So if we say, I love you, even if you don't mean it, you just keep saying it over and over and over again. And eventually you'll start to calm those voices and you'll calm that negative energy and you'll come back to love, because love is the most healing power ever. So stick with that heart, hand to your heart. Next is gratitude, but I'm going to take this a step further, because this morning I was meditating and I'm going to be letting you all know I had some back issues, which is so funny because last week my solo session was, our pain is here to heal you and teach you. So I've definitely been listening to my back, like, okay, what are you teaching me? And so this morning I was meditating and I thought, you know what? I'm going to focus on love. Like, cause this pain in my back is not very, very loving. And what I listened to the message from my back, and it is connecting with love. It's just loving everything in my life, and even the things I may not love. So what I started to do is just focus on the things that I do love. And, you know, so that's kind of the gratitude, but again, it's from love. So, you know, I thought about my kids and my boys and how much I love them, and thought about my mom. My mom's in town, and you know, I just love her so much. And I just, even last night when I was in pain with my back, I looked at, you know, my son and my mom were playing a game, and I just looked at both of them and I thought, I'm so lucky to have this love in my life. Like, I just, and just feeling that made my body relax, made that negative energy go away, and made me come into alignment. So when I meditated, I thought of every single thing that I love in my life. Like, even just like, I love to hear the birds chirping outside. I love that, you know, I love my house. I love that I have heat. I love that I have water. You know, a couple weeks ago I was without water because my water line blew, right? So now I'm so grateful for my water. But again, taking it a step further, not only am I grateful, but I love that I have water. You know, I live in a place where I have running water. Some countries don't. And so love everything you have. So come from a place of gratitude with love. And so go even a step further and say, I love this. I love this energy. I love the people in my life. I love that I can breathe, you know? So much gratitude. And if you do it over and over and over again, you're going to find yourself getting into alignment really fast. In fact, I often do a guided meditation with people in my groups where I have them connect with something that they love. And I start there with a guided meditation. And then it's just, everybody's told me at the end, they felt so good. So I believe I have one of those on my website. So I will maybe post that on my show notes too, so you guys can take a listen. So the next one is to go out in nature. Now, I'm a huge nature fan. I know I mentioned it before, and a lot of you out there probably do the same thing. And, it's always a go-to for me. And I'm very, very fortunate. I live by the forest, in the Pacific Northwest in Portland, Oregon. And like, my backyard is this beautiful forest. Like, I kind of wish I can take my podcasting equipment and everything out into the forest and do it out there just so you can see how beautiful it is, but it is really gorgeous. And so whenever I go out there, these big gigantic trees, we have huge trees in Portland. They're like so tall. It's crazy. And just listening to the birds, and they have a creek out there, and like within, you know, a couple minutes walk, and I'm out in this beautiful place. But even if you don't have like nature super close to you, you can visualize nature. You can just even, you know, I've gone to stores like and flower shops and just like been around the flowers, and it felt so good. Because, you know, they say that nature has the highest vibration. That's why it feels so good to be out in nature, because it's vibrating really high. And just getting part of that juju is really nice. And so I've always been kind of a tree hugger at heart. Ever since high school, I've always loved trees. And it definitely raises my vibration. And there's lots of things out there where people are using nature as therapy. So do not take that for granted. And so another thing I talked about when I was on my journey on that day when I had to teach my meetup where I was in low vibration is I danced and I moved my body. So that would be another way to raise your vibration is movement, because what does Tony Robbins say? Motion affects emotion. And so, and if you've ever been to a Tony Robbins event or seen his events, people are jumping and screaming and so much energy, right? But I went to a Tony Robbins event, and the reason why they're moving, because he makes them move. People don't start out like that. He just says, okay, I want you to like move and get really loud and start yelling. And then next thing you know, we're all completely happy, completely bonded. In fact, it's a funny story. I went to that Tony Robbins event. It was like a 1-day event in Portland. And there's all, I didn't know, but there's all these other speakers beforehand. So I'm getting really irritated because I'm like, I thought this is about Tony Robbins. Like, why is he not speaking? And instead we had to hear all of these, I thought sales calls. I was really annoyed because they're all trying to sell us stuff. Has anyone been through this? And so during this whole event, I'm getting angrier and angrier. Like, I was in a bad mood, guys. Like, my vibration was to the toilet, you know? And what happened was, is when he came out, and his presence is so amazing. I mean, really, we cannot take Tony Robbins lightly. He's just a powerful man, but from love. He's so from love. And so he starts to get people to move. And like all these people around us, we didn't talk the entire day. And then once he started us moving and interacting, by the end of it, we were all laughing, we were hugging, we were best friends. Everything in that room shifted, like everything. It was like the most powerful thing you can do. And it's because he made us move. So if you are feeling stuck, I've actually gotten hula hoops. I do a joy video. I've mentioned that before. And one of my joy days, I just went and bought a hula hoop. And I, on my joy video, I did my hula hoop because I was feeling low vibration. And so moving my body is just so helpful. So that's a great way of raising your vibration and getting into alignment. And then last, so this is when things are really bad, you're really stuck, life really sucks, take a nap. That's what you do. You just take a nap because it resets you. You know, when again, like that car going down the hill, like Abraham says, you're in San Francisco and it's, you're not going to get in front of it when it's like midway because it's going to crush you. So negative emotions tend to take over and you're like, okay, there's no way I'm turning you around. And so you just take a nap. And so that resets you, recharges you. And one last thing I want to mention is when you are negative energy, what happens is you're thinking something negative, right? That's what starts this whole thought, the whole vibration being lowered because it's your thoughts. And so what some people or a lot of people do, they're like, okay, I'm thinking this negative thought. Okay, I don't want that negative thought. So how can I fix that negative thought? How could I change? So I'm going to work on that thought. But what you need to do is completely divert. Don't even focus on that thought. Like Abraham Hicks says, go general. And so if there's something really, really bothering you, some thought you're ruminating over, let that thought go and focus on something completely different. And I used to go gardening when I was in a really bad state. And like when I was single and I was upset about being single, instead of like going, okay, well, maybe I should get in line and maybe I should do this and that to find more men or whatever. Instead, I'm like, nope, I'm in a garden. I'm going to focus on my yard. I'm going to decorate my house. And those things brought me joy. And so that is definitely a way of raising your vibration. And also when you raise your vibration, you're in alignment, everything that you want comes to you. Isn't that great? So anyway, so this is my lesson today, how to get in alignment. I know there's a lot of steps here. I hope they help. If you have any other things you want to learn about law of attraction, I really want to hear from you. So you can go to my website. There's a contact info form at michelle-joy.com. That's michelle-joy.com. Or you can just email me at michelle@loamiraclemindset.com. And again, this will all be in the show notes. And again, I have a guided meditation on how to get into alignment, to at least connect to the universal energy. So I will share that in the show notes too and see if that helps you. But my hopes to all of you who are listening is when you get into alignment, you do these tools and they help you. I want to hear that they help you. So please reach out to me, email me. I do respond to emails. I also do offer coaching on any of this stuff that if you are stuck and you don't know how to do it and you need help, again, just reach out to me and we'll do a phone call or a Zoom call. You know, wherever you are in the world, we can communicate. I love that. I love technology. So, but I'm here for you. And I have all my other goodies, like my book and my videos, my 365 Days of Joy, which I just did day 300 yesterday. Isn't that exciting? Whoop, whoop. Can't believe that. 300 days. But I want to just keep inspiring you guys to follow your joy. So thank you all for listening. Thank you for being a part of this community. Again, if you like this podcast, you want to, you know, rate it and share it and to everyone in the world you love it, I would love that. But the more we get this message out, the more people believe and the more people are living happy, joyful lives. And that's what we're here for, right? It's part of the, it's a journey. So I hope this all helps you all. And I love you all so much. And I will see you very soon. And happy manifesting. Thank you again for listening and joining me on my podcast. If you want to learn more about me, please go to my website at michelle-joy.com. That's michelle-joy.com. And on there, I have lots of goodies, including guided meditations and inspirational posts and blogs. And of course, I'm here to help you as your coach. So thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.